U.S. Air Force deploy new weapon to deal with Iran-North Korea. The U.S. Air Force has deployed at least 20 missiles that could zap the military electronics of North Korea and Iran with high-power microwaves, rendering their military capabilities virtually useless without causing any fatalities. Known as the Counter Electronics High-Power Microwave Advanced Missile Project, CHAMP, the missiles were built by Boeing's Phantom Networks for the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory, AFRL, and tested successfully in 2012. They have not been operational until now. The microwave weapons are fitted into an air-launched cruise missile and delivered from B-52 bombers with a range of 700 miles. They can fly into enemy airspace at low altitude and emit sharp pulses of high-power microwave, HPM, energy that fry computer chips, disabling any electronic devices targeted by the missiles without causing any collateral damage. Mary Lou Robinson, the chief of the High-Power Microwave Division of the Air Force Research Lab in Kirtland Air Force Base, confirmed that the missiles are now operational and ready to take out any target. The project has been advancing secretly ever since the Air Force successfully tested a missile equipped with high-power microwave HPM in 2012. In the 2012 test, the CHAMP missile flew over a two-story building in the Utah test and firing range. The building in the West Utah desert was crammed with computers and security and surveillance systems. The microwave took down the compound's entire spectrum of electronic systems, including video cameras set up to film the test, without damaging anything else. "We hit every target we wanted to," Boeing's CHAMP program manager Keith Coleman said in a company press release. "Today, we made science fiction into science fact." Until the announcement of the successful test, the project has been top secret. When it was announced, only a few trade publications ran the story. Due to sequestration budget cuts, the CHAMP missiles did not become operational under the Obama administration. But after I reported, Ronald Kessler emailed then Trump National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster in August 2017 information about the CHAMP that I was about to include in my book. He thanked me for letting him know about the capability, agreed to an interview, and ordered a briefing from the Pentagon. As a result, the Pentagon funded the program and ordered Air Force training worldwide to deploy and operate the missile systems. The beauty of the HPM missile is that its microwave beam can penetrate bunkers where facilities are hidden without harming humans inside. Even if a bunker is buried in a mountain, HPM penetrates the facilities through its connection to power cables, communication lines, and antennas. Thus, HPM can penetrate any underground military facility and destroy its electronics. Targeted at command and control centers, the missile could render any country's military inoperable, and one missile can hit multiple targets in succession. While North Korea or Iran may attempt to shield the equipment, U.S. officials doubt that would be effective against CHAMP. Besides underground bunkers and command centers, HPM can quickly disable fighters, planes, tankers, ships, and missile systems, and it can wipe out facilities for developing and testing nuclear weapons. Most amazing of all, the missiles renders inoperable any radar that might detect it as it flies to and from a target. Thus, a country cannot take out CHAMP before it strikes and has no way of knowing why its facilities have suddenly gone dead. The CHAMP missiles are entirely different from cyber warfare designed to confuse computers. Unlike a cyber attack, CHAMP permanently fries electronic equipments. CHAMP missiles emitting HPM also differ from an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, attack that is created by detonating a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere. Because it is targeted, HPM leaves intact civilian facilities needed to sustain life. An EPM attack, on the other hand, will leave millions dead because trucks, planes, cars, refrigerators, furnaces, municipal water treatment systems, phones, lights, computers, credit cards, and banking systems, stock exchanges, ships, and trains will all become inoperable. America's national laboratories, operated by the Department of Energy, have been working on HPM capabilities for decades.